This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
That's America, baby. Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. Glad to have you along. Toll-free telephone number to join us is 855-200-1776. Local number 701-271-1100. Text us anytime, 701-237-1590. This hour, we're going to talk with a majority leader in the House in North Dakota, Mike LaFleur. We're also going to talk with the Senate minority leader in Minnesota, Senator Mark Johnson, bottom of the hour, so stay tuned for that coming up. But right now, I'm talking with Representative Mike LaFleur. Mike, welcome back. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well, Scott. Thanks for having me on today.
You bet. Looking for a little update on how things are going in the legislature. Just a few days past the crossover and a couple of issues that have caught our attention as well we want to talk about. So let's just start with where we're at. How are you feeling about where things are at right now?
I feel good, and the reason for that is that those individuals who have been here for many years have done a great job in making my job a lot easier, from our committee chairs to our leadership team, and that includes Mr. Austin Schauer from West Fargo, just doing a fantastic job as our caucus chair and chair of GVA. So what I would say that because of that experience, a lot of the bills are in great shape, crossing over to the Senate, and I will say that the Senate's done a good job of vetting these bills as well. So now is the time, the second half of session, where the rubber meets the road, so to speak, that we're a second set of eyes is going through this legislation. And if we like what we see from the Senate, we move it. And same thing with the Senate. So now it's getting to the point in time where if the House passes it without amendment, it goes to the governor. And if we put amendments on, that means it's probably going to warrant further discussion with the Senate to reconcile the two versions of any bill. We have Don Vigasa and Brad Beckedahl are leaders of the Appropriations Committees, and they're old hands at this. They know what they're doing. We've had many meetings recently about the budget and where we're going to go in the future. We've been blessed with an abundance of resources in this state, which lends itself to a good fiscal situation. So we're focusing on what our priorities are going to be in the coming weeks and set the stage for the coming biennium.
Do you anticipate any amendments on some of the more high-profile bills?
Well, you never know, but I would say that that Senator Hoag, the Senate leader, and myself, and I'll include the governor in this, we're, from a legislative branch perspective, we're talking about these things openly, transparent, honest communication. This is how I feel. This is how, someone else feels. The communication, I would say, mirrors the last leadership team of Wardner and Pollard. In working hard together to resolve some of these issues before they would become contentious. So, yes, there could certainly be amendments. One never knows, but we've kind of let our philosophy as leaders be known that we're working together. If the chambers disagree, then let's use fact-based data logic to find out where the best route to go is with each one of these bills. So I have a great deal of confidence in the House team, and the Senate team is no different because they've got a lot of experienced leadership over there as well. And I'll say this, the freshmen, I don't interact with the freshmen on the Senate as much, obviously, but this, we've worked very hard to educate and bring the freshman legislators up to speed, and they're doing a great job picking that up. So we always say that, you know, in the second half, you're really not a freshman anymore. And a lot of these people have a great deal of life experience that lends itself to really being helpful on the various issues with their perspective. So I'm pretty happy with that because it makes my job as leader much easier as we sift through all these bills. So I think right now I would say we're in a pretty good position of understanding where everyone is at on the issues, and we'll have good positive dialogue going forward.
I know multiple versions of the tax relief package and different ideas between property tax and income tax have passed. Which one do you think wins? What's going to come out?
Well, you're getting my 2 cents, which is always about, that's what it's about worth is 2 cents. But I would envision something like a 2% flat tax with tax credits embedded. And I think that's really important for the people to understand is that the tax credits embedded in this would be $800 for an individual, $1,600 for a joint return, which basically, as I understand it, eliminates the lowest tax bracket altogether and also goes, well, everybody gets that. And that's a cost of $265 million of the $383 million income tax package, if that's the one the Senate does choose to go with. So we're looking at this. We've got property tax bills as well. We're looking at this as what can we afford? But I believe a priority for the legislature is going to return dollars to the people because it's their money. And so if we're talking, I believe, in my opinion, a combination of income tax relief and property tax relief will be the will come out. Whether it's a mill buy down or it is a homestead tax credit that is expanded. Both the House and the Senate have passed over homestead tax credits. And that's something that I strongly support because it's favoring the elderly because 65 years old and increases their ability to get credits on their property taxes. Now, they have to file for it, so it's important that your listeners understand that if there's a homestead tax credit out there, they need to apply for it and get those dollars back. But 62% of the tax relief on the income tax version at 2% with the tax credits embedded in it go to the lowest two brackets. And so we've got five tax brackets. So the 62% of the relief goes to the lowest two tax brackets. And then the homestead tax credit would also be targeted to the lower income range. But everybody's going to get tax relief if we do pass these bills. And I'll say we're still watching what we're going to get the updated forecast from both Moody's and CP Global next week. So I think once we get those, we can feel more comfortable that, you know, that this is where we can go. That's when we're going to be able to make more decisions. And I think you're going to see some things come out in rapid fire, fashion once we have that information.
You mentioned it being a case of what can we afford. Ed Schaefer, former governor, recently has said that the current system is tapping in too much to the profits of the legacy fund and therefore spending too much. What do you make of that criticism?
Well, okay, what I will tell you, when we talk about the legacy fund here, Senator Beckedahl is on that committee as well, and I do have a tremendous amount of respect for former Governor Schaefer, is that the legacy fund was put together not to be so restrictive, but the legacy fund fund earnings go right into the general fund. And so we're taking a look at that, and we're revisiting that in terms of how much should go back to legacy principal. I certainly understand the argument about long term, because the more money you're putting back, the faster that's going to grow. I respect that, and I think you'll see some adjustments to the legacy streams bill in the second half as we continue this discussion to say what component of those dollars should go back to building long term. We've always thought that the legacy streams bill was brought forth with a lot of recommendations in mind, but also the fact that we're open minded and we want to hear what people have to say. I would ask those that have those concerns, please visit with us. Give us a call, and let's visit about it.
Good approach. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, more with Mike Lepore, the North Dakota House Majority Leader, to talk a little bit about the pension reform, something that has been attempted for a number of sessions and not got across the finish line. We'll talk about this session's effort when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Also, a little bit about this library bill as well that we talked about last hour. Don't go away.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military-services.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming February auctions include 786 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County, 310 acres of highly productive cropland in Renville County near Glenburn, 308 acres of excellent cropland in Trail County south of Mayville in Portland, 640 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota in Steele County, and 340 acres of exceptional cropland in Becker County, Minnesota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
On your mind. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience chicken fettuccine at the PetroServe on 45th today. Glendon has stew. Tater Tot hot dish at 12th Avenue and I-29. Cafe USA in Harvard. Always got great specials. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Meatloaf or chicken tenders. Valley City has the Cafe USA, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience. You're going to love it. PetroServe USA. Home cooking with grab-and-go convenience. Continuing our chat with the North Dakota House Majority Leader, Mike LaFleur, talking about the current legislative session, getting a little bit of an update on that. To finish on the point with the budget and the legacy fund, so 30% of the legacy fund's earnings goes into the general fund. So that obviously would be available for spending on priorities that the legislature deems. What about the spending outside of that that is encumbering the earnings for future years? Is there too much of that in your opinion?
Earnings of the legacy fund flow by what was passed by the voters flow into the general fund. And what was done last session is we created a percent of market value, and that's done with the Common Schools Trust Fund and others that average over the last 5 years the fiscal ending balance of that those particular funds. So we take 7% of that total, and that's what we use to say, look, we're going to spend that money, or we're going to look in the legacy earnings, there's a stream for $200 million for tax relief. So that's a part of the discussion that we're having hand in hand with the, whether it's a property tax or income tax, which is income tax is a lowering of revenue and property tax is an increase in expense for the state. But the remaining earnings certainly is an area, or even within, I'd say even within the POMV section. So you got a left hand and right hand that we can dedicate dollars to the legacy fund balance to help the legacy fund grow faster. The frustrating part in the last year and a half is that, you know, there's been a lot of money put into the legacy fund, but the earnings haven't been very good. So if we continue to put dollars into that, you would hope that someday down the road that we're going to have a nice balance when oil isn't as big a factor as, I mean, we're enjoying good times with oil recovery, but we can't expect that that'll go on forever. So the long-term component to it is let's invest back into the principal, and we're having those discussions as we speak. So nothing is set in stone. That's why I said earlier, reach out to us. You got some suggestions. It's not like we don't have ideas, but we're always open to different perspectives and what is the people's money. What, where do you want those dollars allocated? So we are having those discussions now, and that's why I would invite those that have spoken on this to reach out to us and let's have that conversation. But there certainly can be a component of percent of market value, which this session, the 7% of the 5-year rolling average is going to be about $486 million. And because of the returns, there may not be an excess. We had an earlier projection, their earnings could be up to about $680 million. Now we're getting a revised forecast that it might be $480 to $510. So those are things that we have to keep in mind, too. So as we look at all of this, we have to bear those things in mind. So there's certainly definitely a component in either form to put dollars back into the legacy fund principal.
All right. Also want to ask you about this battle on the shoring up of PERS and getting some reform for the pension system in North Dakota. And again, this is something that's talked about a lot, but getting it right has been a bit challenging. How are you doing on that?
Well, House Bill 1040, which was the result of a 2-year study by the Interim Retirement Committee, really dug into this. And we had a lot of experts testify from the Milliman Group to TIAA to the Reason Foundation. You know, all are experienced in pension reform. In addition to, we had 4 or 5 different states testify, Oklahoma, Alaska, and others that gave us some how their experiences went on this. My overriding concern is number one, our state employees. I think there's a lot of misinformation out there that this will harm their benefits. Not at all. In fact, what it does is seeks to inject more cash into the fund. House Bill 1040 provides for a one-time cash infusion of $250 million. And then employer contribution from the state of 1%, political subdivisions of 1%, and then maybe some legacy stream dollars of the $48 million. So the long story short, it seeks to inject over $300 million. And the goal by closing the plan would be that the state would continue. In fact, I'm introducing a delayed bill that says, you know, it's the legislative intent that the state of North Dakota is liable for those unfunded liabilities. And what House Bill 1040 does is to seek over a 20-year period of time to get those liabilities down to at least under 10%. So this is something that, in good faith, we're trying to bolster the strength of the retirement plan, because the legislature has done some things in the past that really makes the defined benefit less attractive, and that is by taking a factor of 2%. So you take the number of years that you've been employed by the state by a factor of 2% to get what your retirement pension is down to 1.75%, and some other things. So our defined benefit plan isn't real attractive to begin with, but the defined contribution plan that we're putting together, it's better than what the state currently has in defined contribution. It has all the bells and whistles that are needed to recruit and retain future employees. In the last 5 years, we've had a 50% turnover in state employees. So we're looking at it from from several different angles. And one is obviously compensation. We're looking at that very closely. We want to slow the rate of turnaround. But what the defined contribution plan would do. So first of all, keep the defined benefit, make it strong, make it whole, so that our retirees that have done a great amount of work for this state and been loyal and dedicated get what they were promised, number one. Number two is the funding the unfunded liability portion. Number three is to create a best practice defined contribution plan, which I believe we've done. So in the future, if you come to work for the state of North Dakota, you would get a 4% employer contribution and 4% employee contribution, which are both paid by the state. Now, what we do now in the defined benefit is we go 7 and 4. But if the individual decides, so if you say, look, I don't even want to sign up for the defined contribution, you still get 8% from the state. If you decide to put in 3%, then that goes up to 14%. So it'll be very competitive in the marketplace. It sets our future employees up for great success. The statistics that we've seen show overwhelmingly.
Hang on one sec on the statistics. Are you able to stay through another break here for a few more minutes?
I sure can.
Yeah, because I want to hear the statistics on the person, and I have one other question for you. We've been talking a little bit about that library bill. So hang tight. We'll continue to finish our conversation with North Dakota House Majority Leader Mike LaFleur after a short timeout on What's on Your Mind. Then we're going to check in on Minnesota and how their legislative session is coming along as well. So all that and more after a short timeout. Don't go away. Trust me, you want and you need a bathrobe from MyPillow. They are incredible. Lightweight, heavyweight, as low as $59.98 right now. There's a closeout sale going on the bathrobes at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. That's the number you can call. Always remember to use the promo code SCOTT. My slippers now are as low as $49.98. You're saving up to $100. And they're not slippers that you just necessarily wear around the house. You can wear them anywhere. They're that great. And they are so comfortable. The My Slippers, as low as $49.98 right now, $100 savings. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT for these great deals, or call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, or MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT.
USA News Update. Snowed-in communities in San Bernardino, California are getting some relief as emergency crews clear the roads, but residents who live on privately owned roads, the state will not help you clear them, and you must hire someone to do it.
Our residential streets aren't plowed yet. They have, like, all the main roads plowed, but we can't get out of our houses. I haven't seen my kid in 11 days.
A Southwest Airlines flight from Cuba to Florida turned back to Havana for an emergency landing after it hit birds and suffered engine trouble in in the incident that filled the cabin with smoke. After Sunday's incident, the airlines are reporting Flight 3923 had just taken off from Havana for Fort Lauderdale when it was believed to have experienced bird strikes to an engine and the nose cone. Pilots landed the plane safely back in Havana. Today is National Cereal Day. A spoon, some cereal, and some milk, and welcome to a new day. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you ordered your MyPillow 2.0 yet? Oh, come on, what are you waiting for? This is the best way to sleep. Gone are the disruptions in your sleep of tossing and turning, and this one's too hot, and then I got to get a cooler and get this one in, and it's got the temperature regulating material to it that's really incredible. If you use the promo code Scott, you get buy one, get one. You get a freebie pillow, so that's a good way to go. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, call 800-506-9028. All right, we're going to check in Minnesota's legislature with Senator Mark Johnson in just a moment, but wanted to finish with North Dakota House Majority Leader Mike LaFleur. You were starting to tell us about the statistics that most excite you about the reform of the PERS system.
I would say that this information came during the interim, and we visited with the state human resource officials. And just a few statistics that, as I said before, we're losing about 50% of the workforce every 5 years in the state. So compensation, obviously, a very big deal. But when we offer defined benefit plan, which is something that the younger generation is clearly not interested in, and we have to realize by the year 2025, millennials and Gen Z are going to make up 75% of the workforce. And it's predicted that these individuals hold many different jobs by the time they reach age 38, and they view their jobs as projects. And we know from 2019 to 2022, the number of individuals who have worked remotely has skyrocketed, and that was partially brought together because of the COVID pandemic, but also the challenges in workforce dictate that if employers want to get good quality employees, they better be able to offer what the private sector is offering. And if that's working remotely, that certainly has to be a component of that. And one quote that just stuck with me was when Stacey Brewer, former chief people officer for the state, said, when we capture really talented team ND at less than 30 years of age, we're not keeping them. So to say, let's stay down the road of a defined benefit plan and continue that, it absolutely makes no sense at all to me. And the worrisome thing for me is that in 2015, the actuarial deficit was about $1 billion. So in the last 8 years, it's doubled. So that's the reason for the cash infusion, the ability to prop up the defined benefit to be very, very strong. I equate it to what the legislature did for WSI and unemployment compensation, and I took a tough stand. And I know there's a lot of misinformation out there, but this is a sincere effort to strengthen the defined benefit plan as we look to close it out. And someday down the road, if it's funded to 90%, 95%, can they look at cost of living adjustments? And I know in the past there's been 13 checks sent out instead of 12. But continuing down this path, that that'll never happen. And so they said that these younger people want 86% is the figure I was given from TIA. 86% of the younger generation wants their retirement plans to be mobile. And so to argue the defined benefit, I guess I don't understand that argument. So I think we have an effective strategy. We put the best practice components in House Bill 1040 to make sure that it's a strong, viable plan. So number one, keep the defined benefit whole. Number two, fund the unfunded liability. And three, create a best practices defined contribution plan. So I can't emphasize enough how much we want to do the right thing for our retirees and for those that have worked for the state for many, many years. You're going to get your retirement benefit.
Well, that's good to hear, and good to get an update on how things are coming as well. I know that state workers will appreciate that. Last quick question for you. What do you make of Fargo Public Library Director Tim Dirks pushing back against the legislation on pornographic books, sexually explicit materials in the library, by saying if we choose to live in a free and open society, we have to know that all of us will run into things that we don't agree with and we find offensive. The duty of the library is to have views from across the spectrum that other folks on different sides may find offensive. That's their duty, to put offensive in front of you.
Well, you know, the American Library Association, and I'll read a quote, believes that all individuals, regardless of age, should have access to any and all books. All individuals, regardless of age. And so and it continues, their statement allows for no exceptions for the known harmers of pornography. Now, Scott, when you and I are growing up, those were simpler times. And now you've got social media, you've got so many things that add stress. Generation Z is currently the most stressed demographic group of people in this country, that the American Psychological Association reports that 90% of Generation Z experienced psychological or physical symptoms as a result of stress in the last year. 90%. So if I would just say this, I strenuously disagree with that. And pornography is not free speech. And if you look at the books that we're talking about, they're drawings. And if they were pictures, in my opinion, they'd be considered pornography. This is not about censorship, because you don't. There's already a filter for in some of the internet cases in libraries, but you know they don't Playboy, Penthouse, those type of magazines are not allowed. We have ratings for movies, G, PG, R, X, whatever. So that why are we not doing that for books? I'm a strong believer in local control, but when local libraries do not keep what I would term pornography, and if you look at the book Let's Talk About It, and people get angry about the legislature putting their two cents in, I will defend our young children. People in junior high and high school should not be reading books like this. I realize they can order it on the internet, but don't get it from our public libraries. I will. And here's the thing about the dialogue, too, is that I'm the type of person, if you want to have an open, honest discussion, boy, I want to listen to you. But, you know, the emails that I've been getting and so forth, let's try to get back to the point in time where we can disagree, understand each other's point of view, and I might be moved by that. I'm not, I don't think I'm, intractable or I can't change my opinion. But at the end of the day, let's have respectful conversations on what it is that we're trying to do. And the main focus that I brought House Bill 1205 for, ahead is to make sure that, and because there's some libraries in this state that are putting out books like this, and I was, I'm repulsed by it, and that might be my opinion, but I do believe that these books showing various acts and so forth are not something that our kids should be exposed to. But that's my opinion.
Good point, and appreciate the dialogue today as always, Mike. Thanks for the time.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Scott. Take care now.
North Dakota House Leader. He's the majority leader, Mike LaFour, with us on the program. Let's go to the Senate Minority Leader in Minnesota, Senator Mark Johnson, waiting to chat with us as well on the program. Senator, thanks for joining us. How are you? Okay, we're going to patch him through and he can hear us. And Mark, can you hear us?
Hey, I can hear you.
All right, now we got you. Senator Mark Johnson, Senate Minority Leader in Minnesota. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm sure I heard wrong, but there was a news report about illegal aliens getting licenses thanks to the Minnesota legislature and Governor Walz. Is that being cooked up in the legislature?
Oh, cooked up and passed. So it passed both the House and the Senate, and I believe Governor Walz yesterday signed that into law. Now, I might be wrong on my timing on that, but, that is the case over here in Minnesota.
What could possibly go wrong?
Right, just get...
I mean, really, let's just
ship as many illegal aliens as Minnesota.
Find any fault there at all? I mean, anything that worries you about?
Wow. I was reading some New York Times and LA Times and CNN articles from 2001, and they were really hard on how, you know, Virginia at that time had such an open system where undocumented workers and folks could get licenses just based on an affidavit or whatever it was. And a couple of those folks were the ones that were flying those airplanes. And so the reality is we saw this back in 2001, and now we're trying to bring it back to the state of Minnesota. Look,
you know what they're going to
do? There's insurance reasons, but the safety issues, the national security fact of it, we can't be ignoring that. And that's what the Democrats are doing right now.
You know what they're going to do? You know what they're going to do, guys? They're going to make sure everybody gets a driver's license, and then they'll be okay with voter ID.
They'll have their voter ID, right?
Voter ID is fine. You bet. Everybody, let's get voter ID now.
Are you winning any? Are you winning any battles, Mark?
Well, that's a great question. We put out a very affirmative statement saying, look, unless there's tax cuts in this state, we are not going to be passing the bonding bill out of the Senate. We want a bonding bill. Look, we'll do it tomorrow if we can get tax cuts in this state. And so that's really our position. The House, unfortunately, passed their bonding bill through, so now it completely relies on the state going forward, or on the Senate, holding that up until we get something for it. Because they need our votes on that. They need Republican votes. So that's our one bit of leverage.
Well, good. And to bring a little attention to the fact that they're spending all that surplus unless you get your way here.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, they've got commitments for that $17.5 billion probably twice over right now between the governor's budget and different bills that have been rolling through. So that's why we're saying, you know, you can't go out there and borrow a bunch of money on the state credit card before you take care of Minnesotans first. Look, we got all this one-time money. Can't we give that back? And they are threatening some things. The Senate bonding chair said, unless you guys vote for this bill and you put up 16 votes for it, we're going to strip your project out, do a cash bill, and send it down the road. So they're threatening us on the bonding bill. They're willing to go through a cash bill in order to avoid giving tax cuts to Minnesotans, which is just crazy to me. I mean, the lengths that they will go to make sure the Minnesotans don't get their money back.
And you got a fighting chance by using the leverage of the bonding bill to actually get some relief, huh?
That's exactly it. So they need 7 of our votes to get that bonding bill through, and we want to do it. Look, a lot of that's good infrastructure. That's wastewater facilities. That's roads. That's bridges. That's the things that Minnesotans need to. So what we're saying is, great, you want to do that investment in infrastructure? That's what we want to do, too, but we also want to make sure the Minnesotans are taken care of, not growing government by 25%. We've talked about that on the radio show before here a couple of times.
You bet we have. Hang tight, Senator, if you would. We have a quick break, and we'll be back with more of the conversation. Kevin, Senator Johnson.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim on ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. Thank you.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tuesday edition of What's On Your Mind. Scott Henin, Kevin Flynn. Scotty had to duck out for the final segment here. Got a little appointment he's got to get to. So no problem. We'll finish up. We're coming to you from the Freedom Matters USA studios. More info on the great work they do at freedommattersusa.com. We are talking with Minnesota, the minority leader in the Senate, Mark Johnson, senator who's from East Grand Forks. Mark, I wanted to, and I'm a Minnesota, actually the only Minnesota resident on the show here, my friend, so I feel all the pain of which you speak. It's like watching things happen in St. Paul, I've equated to like watching the Biden administration do what they're doing. It's like watching a toddler with a loaded handgun and you're tied to the chair. You know,
analogy. Yeah, that word picture really brings it home.
Yeah,
spot on.
But speaking of that, yeah, one of the things that keeps rolling around is the, and I saw there was a Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense at the Rotunda opening day of the session. They're throwing out things like banning semi-automatic weapons and that. How completely disconnected are these people from real Minnesota, because I live in on a lake in the woods, and everyone I know around me in the woods and on the lakes and both love to hunt and love their weapons and love their guns, and apparently they think that that would somehow go over well.
Well, do you also love your chainsaw?
And yeah, right?
Gas-powered lawnmower and those sorts of things when you're out in the country, too, because they want to get rid of those as well. And then
climate, you know, it's working, climate, Mark. Come on, it's climate.
Well, climate. And another thing that we need to do then, too, is outlaw your water bottle. Now, the plastic water bottle, you can have your Gatorade plastic water bottle. You can have your fruit juice water bottle in plastic, but you can't have a plastic water bottle. So make sure you don't bring that out in the woods with you when you're out there with your electric chainsaw. That's going to be part of it. I mean, the disconnect is huge. Now with the Second Amendment stuff that you're going to see, I mean, it's a background check. It's going to be every year you have to get a physical and a mental evaluation to see if you can keep your firearm. I mean, the reality is this stuff is so disconnected. It comes straight from D.C. and California.
Exactly. And it's ridiculous.
They're just pumping it right through because they know they've got the single-party system, and they're just working it. So any crazy thing that California is doing or New York or D.C., we're going to see it right here in Minnesota.
I mean, it's Californication. I mean, it's all of it. You know, I mean, first of all, you make us some kind of Disneyland for abortions in the state of Minnesota. Hey, come on in. What do you want to have? Hey, well, you brought your baby with you. Yeah, we'll take care of it here. You know.
Yeah. Can we touch on that one, too?
Yes, please.
Wrinkle on that as well is that there's a bill that's rolling through the committees right now where a non-custodial parent of a child, a minor child, can take that child to Minnesota. And Minnesota is going to protect that parent's right to bring them here and have whatever reassignment surgery, affirming done, gender identity affirming procedures done here in Minnesota. And we're going to protect that non-custodial parent. So if somebody kidnaps their kid away from the custodial parent, brings them here, then we're going to try to protect them for that, too. And that's actually got
these people crazy
in committee. So what we're calling that is you know, it's going to be
a kidnap bill
because that's all it's going to be. We're going to be a mecca for kidnaps. And so you come to Minnesota, you're going to be protected as long as you say it's for gender-affirming surgery or whatever it's going to be. So,
Mark, do you find out that, you know, it's just craziness. And do you find out that, I mean, you're the Senate minority leader in the state of Minnesota, and I'll bet you can't get a question in, you can't get a conversation or a debate with any of them, can you?
Well, on the Senate side, we can't get an amendment done. I mean, we've tried everything from switching dates to, you know, making amendments to actually make it correspond with the U.S. Constitution and our Minnesota Constitution, but those are not looked upon very friendly. So,
you know, how dare you want to have an open and honest debate about something that makes no sense, Mark? I mean, you know.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm out of my league, out of my place there.
That's got to be the most frustrating thing ever to just be. I have to sit there, and I'm sure they go through the motions of, yeah, well, you know, your concerns have been heard, and we appreciate that, but we're going to do what we're going to do. So, see ya.
Right. Exactly. But you see, you know, when Senator Kupek was up in the Fargo-Moorhead area there, held his town hall regarding some of the legislation coming out affecting business. Constituents were up in arms. What are you doing? What are you doing with this abortion stuff? What are you doing with the business stuff? It just seems like they've turned off constituent voices and gone straight to the party and said, what do we need to do? And that's how they're running the operation down here. So it's a scary place.
I just can't. Do you worry about, and I know we've got election issues and a lot of problems in a lot of states. I think Minnesota's one of them to a degree, especially Hennepin, Ramsey County, the seven county. I mean, the ballot harvesting and things like that. Does that concern you, being down there? I know you're East Grand Forest guy, but does any of that red flag at all to you?
Yeah, I mean, that's always a concern for my constituents because, look, it doesn't affect our local elections. It doesn't affect, you know, Senate
and
House and all that. But when you're trying to win statewide and you need every vote that you can get in the state of Minnesota, we are very concerned about the transparency and what's going on. And they've got Senate File 3 right now, which is their elections bill, which you indicated, you know, the voter ID aspect. Well, maybe they'll be in favor. That's actually kind of wrapped up into a number of bills. I think they're all dovetailed together.
We're up against the end of the show, sir. Again, Senate Minority Leader Mark Johnson hanging out with us. Mark, keep up the good work, man. I try to keep your head from exploding, and we'll be praying for you.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time.
All right. There you go. That's a wrap on What's On Your Mind. We'll be back tomorrow. Do it again. See you.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
One in three adults has pre-diabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has pre-diabetes, with early diagnosis, pre-diabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.